The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 footlong deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ah, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on a Monday?
Great. He's got a big day. It's just going to be so relaxing and fun and a lot of sing-along. It's Music Monday. It's Motown Monday. Motown Monday, they have a DJ, and everything's on vinyl. So the DJ booth is set up. Kenny Gregard, who also runs the grocery store, is going to be doing. He'll be the DJ, and he's brought in all Motown albums, and he will be have a DJ booth set up, and there'll be Motown songs playing throughout the night, throughout the day. Yeah, starts
throughout
at eight,
the day.
Starts at 8:44 and goes to 4:44. So Kenny will be in his booth, and things are getting started right now. It's Motown Monday.
How loud?
It's pretty loud. Enough. It's going to be, you know, when you do your bank, you're going to have to kind of lean in. You have to kind of do the old kind of the lean in.
Disruptive.
Disruptive. Yes. But imagine walking in, and you got a DJ playing on vinyl, all Motown.
Like the OJs.
Yeah, the OJs, exactly.
Backstabbers.
The Spinners. Yeah.
I want to hear some Backstabbers.
Yeah. It's going to be love everything.
Can you? Is there a request? Can you request songs?
100.
Yes, 100.
Can it be played more than one time? Or
yeah.
Is that, when they
Kenny
get sued
said,
for that?
Sue me.
Will Shin Daddy get sued if he plays more than one?
Sue me. That'll go down as history. Yeah. That's a t-shirt right there.
Sue me.
Sue me. So big day at the bank.
That is a big day.
Yeah, so the
Just play
is,
some Roberta Flack.
Yes, exactly.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Passed away
you.
Last week.
Oh. Yeah.
Just imagine the Motown.
Did you know that?
I did. She's, Are you sure it was
yes,
last week?
Yes, it was last week, early last week, like
really?
Tuesday, I believe. I should have played it for Song of the Day. I did not, though.
And you were remiss in not doing that.
I had BTO picked out because they had the concert announcement. I said, I don't really want to change that for the vibe of, you know, the passing. And that's my bad. I should at least play it the next day after that, but I did not.
Maybe I'll sue you for that.
I could be sued for that. That's fine.
All right, Shindy.
Big day.
Thank you to Shin Daddy. Midwest Bank for always sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685. Call or text as always. I was reading an article this weekend from CBS Sports. They were going through the hot seat in college basketball. There's 17 names on the hot list. Fred Hoiberg is not one of them. As of this point, again, when this was written late last week, Nebraska was still seen as a tournament team, which they could be still a tournament team. It's not going the right direction at the moment. But this is, if Hoiberg were to miss the tournament, that's one appearance in his time at Nebraska, which was a loss to A&M last year.
One appearance in how long?
He's in his sixth year.
His sixth year. Okay.
Now, here's the thing I'm going to say right off the top here. This is a dangerous conversation to go deep into with maybe four games or whatever left. Two regular season games left. Because I've been in this jam before. You go all in on Danny Nee, and then they reel off four straight. Yeah. I'm not doing this. You got to wait to see how it plays out.
Absolutely.
What if they beat Ohio State?
Yeah, there's so many things still ahead of them.
Right.
Like if you're sitting there right now and you are Washington or Penn State, okay, this is not ending well. There's still everything in front of them. The next thing would be if you are a fan, a true fan, jump behind them. And everything else, nothing else. Why would you not? Why would you not be the best fans ever? Now, they are by attendance, and they're showing up.
They are.
And they're doing a great job of that. But there's nothing gained by right now being just, you know, livid with the situation.
People are livid to a
there
certain
is.
Extent.
There's a lot. The people I talk to are very upset.
But again, I just stress, it's been a volatile season. Like, it's been very hard to predict. What's going to happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, they were 12-2 at one point, and they lost six straight games, and they won four in a row, right. And now they've lost four or five, which was nearly five straight if they didn't lose to Northwestern or beat Northwestern in the comeback.
About the time you write them off, they will beat Ohio yeah. State, beat Iowa, and then win two in the tournament, yeah. and you'll look like an idiot.
Sure. So I hope that's the case. I want to look like an idiot.
Jake, are you going to jump behind him? Are you going to be a
yeah. Well, I have no choice. I'm
positive,
not gonna,
positive
I
fan.
I can't
You're
say,
not
hey,
overly positive fan.
I'm not. Well, I'd like to be positive. I would enjoy if I could be positive, but I've never been able to be positive about Nebraska basketball.
I get the disappointment, though. I mean, how do you get down by 16 in the first half to Minnesota? How does that even happen? I mean, it was stunning. I mean, you're sitting there watching, and you can't even. It's hard to even size it up. Like, what? This is Minnesota. Who's this guy coming off the bench, this Eleanor Rigsby?
There's a couple games he hadn't scored in recently. One game he only played 1 minute.
We just met, the last four games he had three games he did not score in, and the other one he had 3 points in. So it was out of nowhere.
Yeah, they're doing a great job on Garcia, but here's this guy comes off the bench, and he's drilling threes like he's Havlicek.
Yeah,
like,
so what the fans will want to know, because Steve had this sent to us.
Oh, go ahead.
Is the numbers. This is what the people say, well, tell us numbers. What the numbers are.
Hold on.
So we're just doing factual information right now on where the standings are with the last, eight coaches, right? Eight coaches.
I mean, yeah.
But really just go back a couple probably, but anyway.
Yeah, Fred's record overall at Nebraska is 80-106. That's like a .432 winning percentage. The conference mark is the one that is unsettling. You know, he's 37-80, which is a .316 win percentage. I mean, to compare, like, Tim Miles in the conference had a .406 winning percentage, 52-76. Not great.
No.
Miles went to one tournament?
One.
So Miles went to one tournament. See, the issue I have is Miles went to one tournament in 7 years. And Fred's been to one in 6 years. I mean, there's just not enough action in the tournament. Okay. Doc.
They have not missed it this year yet. They've been 1 in 5 years.
Right.
Potentially could be 2 and 6.
Absolutely. They're still
not dead.
They need to get there. Now, we can stop the conversation there. Would it be unfair if Troy Dannon said to Fred, you got to get to the tournament?
Well, there'd be several things to look at. If there's actually a true hot seat, what you would look at is there was an extension last year.
There was.
And the question then is, like, was there an extension, but what is the buyout? Because a lot of times there's an extension, but the buyout stays the same. Uh-huh. If it didn't, it's probably 20-something million, and there's not even a conversation.
He got extended, you know. Okay, so it was Dennis LeBlanc who extended it.
Dennis did. Got that done.
Remember that?
Yes.
Dennis LeBlanc extended him through 2029, so the 2028-2029 season. So, and he's getting $4.25 million a year.
There's Bolt.
And it goes up every year $1 million. Now, I don't know what the buyout terms are.
So,
I don't think we need to discuss that. Yeah. I mean, there's season left.
Yeah, I agree with you. Jump behind him, do that. But that's what the fans will want to know. Some people don't understand that. When there's extensions, when they go, that the buyout stays the same. Some people don't understand. And sometimes, I'm not saying that's what the case is. I'm just giving you facts on some information. And sometimes you'll see, they just got an extension.
I hear you.
I promise you, it was the extension at Wisconsin for Fickell, the buyout's still the same.
I can't say what his buyout is.
We have a couple good texts here to read here. This is from unnamed texter says, I understand the disappointment, but can we stop saying hot seat? He was Big Ten Coach of the Year last year. It sucks, but he's not on the hot seat.
Okay. All
right. Okay? Now, Bud in Lincoln says this. Bud says, regarding the roster, he says, Nebraska has Sam Hoiberg and Cale Jacobson. Meanwhile, Chucky Hepburn, Hunter Salas, John Tonji, Frankie Fiddler, St. Thomas, William Kyle, Jason Green, Isaac Trout, and Jaden Dawson are stars or productive contributors for other major programs from the state of Nebraska. There's the rub right now.
Hey, he's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong.
Not wrong.
Now, Fred's not responsible for all of that. I mean,
hey, guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Like, I've talked about Tanji. Fred got in here way too late to get Tanji from Central.
What about the portal, though? Mm. I mean, he went to Wisconsin this offseason.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
St. Thomas went to USC this offseason after excelling at Northern Colorado.
Salas was a... You could have...
He's been here the whole time for those guys in the portal. He's been here in the portal era the whole time and NIL era.
Well, then you got to understand some of that is, did Nebraska have the money to go get a Hunter Salas? And I'm going to say at the time that Hunter entered, I was told that they did not have the money to do it. He would have commanded too big of a number for Nebraska, Hunter Salas. I can't speak on every one of them. But Hunter, I was told by his guardian that Hunter was very interested in Nebraska, but it's just the financial terms weren't lined up. So I don't know. I mean, I get that conversation.
Now, if you want to be positive here, I mean, I know that we've on the show have expressed, hey, next year Bryce Williams is not here. We understand that's a big, big loss. John Tanji was not at Wisconsin last year. That they got a really, really, really good get in the portal. So you can get that guy. It's difficult to get that guy, but again, you have to find something to replace Bryce. If you don't make the tournament, you've missed out on a great player, you know, getting to the dance 2 years in a row.
And Juwan Gary, he's also Bill has mentioned it before. You got to make hay with those two guys.
Are they replaceable? Yes. Is it difficult? Highly. Highly difficult. Like I said, if there's someone out there, like I said, right now, if Bryce Williams had a year left and decided just to go in the portal and see what happened, you'd be shocked.
He'd have a lot of
It would be incredible. He would be he would probably have options at Kentucky and different places. That's how it would look right now. But I think right now, like I said, this station has been, in this show, we've been extremely positive. Mm-hmm. The big thing is like, hey, get behind him. Yeah. Get going.
Yeah.
Like that. But when there are people who are upset, no, I don't know why people
are
upset.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know. I always get uncomfortable when you start talking about the hot. I don't know what a hot seat means. The bottom line is this. It doesn't matter what we say. You just wonder what Dannon is the only one that would put him on, that could put him on a hot seat. And I don't know what Dannon's thinking. It's hard to say exactly.
It's real easy. It's a hot seat. Doesn't mean you're getting fired, but the seat's hot. Right now, it's not comfortable.
No,
there's no comfortable like that. We're fine. Don't worry about it. No, it's very uncomfortable right now.
Right.
But it's not like fired like that. Oh, no, he's out of here. No. Nope.
Here's why it's uncomfortable. Because of what we've established. This is Fred's 6th year, Jake. If you complete 6 years, if this happens, we still got season to go. But if you complete 6 years with one NCAA tournament appearance and no wins, your seat should be hot.
Anywhere
in the world.
Oh, yeah, anywhere.
Yeah. I don't care if you're at Alaska, Anchorage, or Kentucky. Your seat should be hot. Now, that's an if, though, right now. It's an if. They could get in and win a tournament game.
This all changes.
Yeah, it all changes. So I just think you're right
now. You're at South Dakota State.
It's trouble.
It's trouble. Yeah, that's the way. If you're going, if you're year six.
Yeah, we're not being unfair on that. If you go 6 years with one NCAA tournament appearance and no wins, that's trouble.
And probably the biggest part of it is just, it's real simple, is that it was 26 to, what, 35 at halftime. That's what it comes down to, a quad three team coming into a sold-out arena, and you're down at 19 in the second half.
I think what also pissed the fans off is, okay, 33-17, down 16, get it to a nine-point game, come out with some urgency in the second half. You got momentum.
9-0.
And Minnesota comes out and scores the first 9 points. It's like, really? You went to halftime with 9-0. Momentum in a game you need to win, and you came out flat in the second half.
9-0 run by Minnesota. They got up by 18. So they were up by 18 at one point and 19 at another point. Then Nebraska did make a nice run.
Incredible run. They took the lead.
They got ahead.
Yeah.
They got the lead.
And that's when Jake was walking around.
Yep.
With Scotland. How many steps? Did you check your watch at all?
I should have checked your watch. I should have put a walk on.
Because that would
have been. Bryce hit a three with 9 minutes to go. That was a 21-5 run. Nebraska actually went up three.
Which you did call that on the text chain.
You did.
You said Steve Minnesota will go into a slump. Nebraska will make a run. And you were correct.
Nebraska would win, though. So I was surprised they lost. I was surprised. Here's what I thought. Think about it now. Bryce hit that three. They're up 52-49. Nebraska's up 21-5 run. And then Minnesota got a breakaway dunk. The guy named Fox, who comes off the bench for him.
Was that after the Juwan Gary had the potential goaltending that was not called? I thought it was pretty obvious goaltending.
By the way, I got to back up. Bryce's three got him within three.
Yeah.
Bryce's three got Nebraska within three. And I thought, okay, they're in good shape. But no, then Minnesota kind of resurged. And then it was just close. Actually, Nebraska did take the lead. And I think it was their only lead on Gary hit two free throws with 6:21.
But they took the lead with 9 seconds to go also.
Oh, that.
They led before that last second three.
That was it. Okay.
But
anyway, yeah, I mean, it's a very unexpected loss. And that obviously, they're
going into Ohio State, but Northwestern went in there a week ago and beat them by like 25 points.
Yeah, you can't write them off right now.
Yeah. Well, it's basically an NCAA elimination game. Unless one of these teams makes a run in the tournament, like Nebraska and Ohio State are squarely on the bubble. This is a massive game for if they get the dub, hey, they're probably going to go.
Call it a play-in game?
It's kind of a play-in game to get to the play-in game, which is a horrible place to be.
I don't think you want to be. I always think we're guilty of being. See, this whole must-win thing drives me nuts. So Minnesota was a must-win. I don't look at it that way because Nebraska can still make the tournament. So it actually wasn't a must-win because they can still make it probably. That's why I don't throw must-wins around. Because if it would be a must-win if you just said right now, it's over. They cannot get in. It's not true.
You can say must win still. They lost. They've lost several must win games this year.
They're not must wins. I mean,
if they missed the dance, they were must
them?
Wins.
Really, really need them to win this game, not must.
Here's why. Because they can still get in. If you win two and then win two or three in the tournament, you're in. So Minnesota wasn't a must win, obviously.
Is that a quad three game?
I'm going to guess quad
two, maybe quad three.
It's a home game. It might be quad three.
But it does nothing. The win does nothing for them. Except
got to win.
It does nothing for them. Right. The loss, huge. Win, nothing.
I mean, Nebraska could win the Big Ten tournament, and then you're in.
We're back to an eight seed. Right. Back to an eight. Maybe a seven.
I just think this team is not, obviously it's flawed, but it's capable of getting on a run.
You talk about the ultimate terrible day, Tuesday. The game is at 8:00. You got to wait all day for this game. But both teams know, hey, we need to win this game.
It's on Peacock.
And the other game at 8:00.
There's a great game on simultaneously. What is it, Jake? There's another game on at 8:00 that's really good.
Hang on.
I will be tracking Nebraska because we can't watch it. Track it. Are you just going to track it?
Well, I have the ability to have Peacock.
Okay. I'm probably
but
just going to
yeah, the other game is Indiana and Oregon. Indiana's playing some great basketball right
Indiana
now.
Indiana at Oregon. That's be an incredible
Indiana
game to
curb stomped Washington this weekend on the road. They're right now in the dance. Indiana's in the dance. They're back.
Yeah.
They're back.
They're in
the dance.
They should be, too, because they have that kind of talent.
But they're letting go of Woodson, though. What if he gets? What if he wins a couple games in the tournament?
That can't be awkward.
Letting him go? Sweet 16. Hey, we'll see you later.
Could get awkward.
We go to the Final Four. Coach, you're out.
Could be awkward.
When we come back, does Nebraska have potentially one of the most impactful transfers in the conference? One writer says yes. We'll discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.